Greetings in the name of the Lord. Over a long period of time, we've been studying the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. What a wonderful, wonderful truth this is, that every believer has the indwelling Holy Spirit. The problem is, and I've tried to emphasize this in this study, that many people don't understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit. They don't understand why He's there, what He wants to do, and the fact that they don't need to simply wait till they get to heaven to have victory and so forth. Rather, the Holy Spirit daily is going to work in their lives and will meet the deepest needs of their lives. They don't need to despair or give up in the Christian life, simply waiting for the time when they go to heaven. But rather, they can live their lives victoriously, triumphantly, because of the indwelling Holy Spirit. So over a long period of time, we've been considering this subject. And this subject of the Holy Spirit, we divided into two parts. First of all, we considered a number of the passages of Scripture dealing with the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We began back in the Gospels. We spent a long period of time, for instance, just in the Gospel of John, where 10 different ministries are spoken of by the Lord Jesus of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, just in 3 chapters, John 14, 15, and 16. Where the Lord Jesus was emphasizing that every need of the lives of these apostles and of the Christians who would believe through their ministry, every need of their lives would be completely met by the indwelling Holy Spirit whom He would send from heaven. As long as He was in the world, of course, they had His presence, but now He would be going back to heaven and He would send down the Holy Spirit who would indwell the lives of every believer. And so we'd considered this from a general standpoint, not dealing deeply with any certain ministry of the Holy Spirit. But now in the last half of this study, we've been dealing more specifically with some of the topics concerning the Holy Spirit. I wish I could take more of these topics, but we're taking 4 of these. First of all, we talked about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in giving and using spiritual gifts in our individual walk in the world and in church life. The subject of gifts is a much misunderstood subject, and yet it's a subject we need to understand because it has practical meaning in our lives as we fellowship with other believers in the body of believers. So everyone has a gift, and God wants to use that gift for His glory. Now, we don't use the gifts which have passed away. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 to 13 is very clear. Certain gifts, tongues and prophecy and knowledge, have passed away. We also indicated that miracles have passed away, our ability to lay hands on somebody and heal them. Now we do it through prayer. So we talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Then the second subject we talked about was the ministry of the Holy Spirit in evangelism, how God prepares me, and then He prepares a person to whom I'm going to witness. So we as Christians, every single one of us, can depend upon this ministry of the Holy Spirit. That in evangelism, I will completely depend upon Him to prepare my life, to lead me, to guide me in witnessing to people, and then He will also do His work in their hearts in convicting them, drawing them to the Lord Jesus, saving them by regeneration, and so forth. Then the third subject we talked about was the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our study, understanding, and application of the Word of God. Now, this has to do with our personal walk with the Lord. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 3, the Lord Jesus says, "You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." So God's word is very important in our lives. We Christians need the word of God. We pointed out the problem with some people is they follow simply a legalistic or a very mechanical means of studying the word. In other words, they're simply doing it because of some requirement that they study the Word. We don't study the Word just because somebody else tells us to study it. We study it because we desire it, because we want to profit from it. We want to learn from it. We want to be taught by God's Holy Spirit from the Word of God. Now, there are no new revelations from God. I've tried to emphasize this again and again. Some people speak of some new revelation that God has given them. This is false teaching. God's Word is complete. There will never be new revelations from God, but there will be the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit. where I read God's completed Word, the Old and the New Testaments. I understand it very, very clearly. I apply it to my life, to my walk before God, and it's by and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit in my life. So we talked about this to some extent. And then the fourth subject that we've been talking about, and we're in the midst of this subject right now, is the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our spiritual growth and in our faithful walk with the Lord. We first of all talked about the focus of our growth, the fact that the focus of our growth is the Lord Himself. In other words, the Lord Jesus is the center and the heart of our lives, and He is to be our main focus in life. And so as we live in this world, we are studying God's Word, but we're also applying God's Word to our lives so that we grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is altogether worthy of our worship. He's altogether worthy of our devotion. He's altogether worthy of our complete commitment. So we dedicate our lives to Him, and we follow Him with all our hearts. And it's through the Word of God and through our growth in the Lord Jesus that more and more this thing becomes true in our lives. We are growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. And then from that, we turn to some of the areas where we grow. We talked about victory, for instance. I want to talk from Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Now in this passage of Scripture, he is dealing with the fruits of the Spirit and how important these fruits of the Spirit are. In other words, it's the Spirit's desire and God's desire that fruit should be brought forth in our lives, spiritual fruit, that is. And I want to read verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. So in these fruits of the Spirit, we see God's desire for our lives, that there are going to be changes in our lives when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this phrase, the fruit of the Spirit, speaks of the qualities that the Holy Spirit produces in our lives to manifest the presence of Christ in our lives. Now these are not human qualities. I want to speak very respectfully of those who are not yet Christians. Many of them, unfortunately, act better than some Christians. And this was never God's intent. It was God's intent that when the Holy Spirit would bring forth fruit in our lives would excel in every possible area, love and joy and peace and long-suffering and so forth. In other words, for unsaved people to live better lives than many Christians is a shame to the name of Jesus. It means that we're not fulfilling our responsibilities before God, and we're not depending enough upon the work of the Holy Spirit. So this passage that we're discussing now is discussing what the potential is in the life of a believer, that these qualities will excel anything he could possibly have ever had in his unsaved state. In our unsaved state, many of these things, in fact, would be denied. We would be selfish. We would be self-centered. We would be taking attention away from other people, to ourselves, and so forth. But in the Christian life, life now is changed. So these fruits of the Spirit are revealed in many different ways. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, they who live will not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him who died for them and rose again. Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, that Christ shall be manifested in my body, whether by life or by death. So as we live our lives, we are living by the help of the Holy Spirit. We gain victory through Him, and now He produces in our lives some changes. Now we note that the first three of these fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace, had already been taught by the Lord Himself in John chapter 14 and 15. He mentions all three of these, love, joy, and peace. And of course these are fruits of the Spirit. Now the first thing we note as we study this passage in Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23, is that this discussion on the fruits of the Spirit is preceded by a discussion on the fruits of the flesh. In other words, the deeds of the flesh, they're called the fruits of the flesh. and these are taught in Galatians 5, 16 to 21. Now, the deeds of the flesh would be a problem because of this misunderstanding concerning freedom in the Lord. Now, before we were saved, of course, we were characterized by these fruits of the flesh. If you were to study Ephesians chapter 3, and you were to study down through this passage, Ephesians chapter 2, rather, I should say, verses 1 to 3, you're going to study about what our lives were like before we ever became Christians. In other words, we were children of the devil. We belonged to the devil's family, and I don't want to say this to insult any one of you, but that's our position before we belonged to the Lord. We belong to the devil's family. We're companions of his people, and we do his things. In other words, he produces in us the deeds of the flesh. And so in this passage that I've mentioned, in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 21, he has a long discussion concerning the deeds of the flesh. And some Christians were living in the deeds of the flesh. They misunderstood their freedom in the Lord Jesus. And now he's trying to draw them back, that we no longer live in the deeds of the flesh, but rather we now live by the fruits of the Spirit. Therefore, the work of the Holy Spirit in producing in our lives these fruits of the Spirit comes when the deeds of the flesh have been dealt with in our lives, first of all in salvation, and then by the decisions we make that we're now going to live sanctified lives, we're going to live righteously before God. We don't want to live in these deeds of the flesh anymore. For it's not just a matter of our being saved. Sometimes we have to make some personal decisions that with God's help, we're not going to live in the flesh anymore. And so he discusses this, that they make these decisions, and then there comes the work of the Holy Spirit. We have the question now, how can I live by the fruits of the Spirit? How can my life be so changed that I would manifest the fruits of the Spirit? How can this come to pass in my life? Well, the answer is, it's by the work of the Holy Spirit. So if all of these fruits of the Spirit are present in our lives, then our lives will perfectly manifest our salvation and our relationship with the Lord Jesus. It will show, in other words, that our focus on Him is going to be what it should be. Our focus on Him is going to be the central part of our lives, because we will manifest the Lord Jesus in our lives. So these fruits of the Spirit, and I want to emphasize this truth as we come to the end of this message, these fruits of the Spirit are not just manifested before unsaved people. I believe this is very, very important. When you're trying to witness to someone, they need to see Jesus live through your lives, as the fruits of the Spirit are manifested by the work of the Holy Spirit. But these fruits of the Spirit are also present in our relationships with other believers as well. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1-7. We see it in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1-21. We see it in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1-4. We see it in 1 John chapter 2, verses 9-11. And in many, many other passages, we see this truth emphasized. So, of course, we are to have a testimony before the unsaved. In every way, the fruits of the Spirit are to appear in our lives by the work of the Holy Spirit. But also now, with other Christians, we're to manifest these fruits in our selflessness, in our service, in our servant heart spirit, and in other ways we manifest these fruits of the Spirit. And so it's my prayer, as we have studied these fruits very briefly, it's my prayer that in each of your lives you will have these fruits of the Spirit in your lives, and that the Spirit will be able to do His complete work in you. Now, I want to take at least one more message on this subject, perhaps two, but I want to just emphasize today that the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives, and as we depend upon Him, as we commit our hearts to Him, and as we obey Him, we can have these works of the Spirit in our lives. If there are needs in your lives today, it's my prayer that God will clear up these needs as you depend upon the Holy Spirit and live your lives victoriously before Him. May the Lord bless you, each one.